Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The home team.
And here we go.
All right, rolling into hour number two. Chris and Jeff, the home team, presented by Golden Pantry. Eat, drink, be golden. NFL top five, bottom five coming up later today. And coming up this weekend, Georgia will, for another year, try and ruin the Iron Bowl. The Dogs really ruined it last year by beating Auburn here in Athens, and they could ruin it again this year if they beat Auburn Saturday on the Plains. But if Auburn was able to win that game, uh-oh, look out. That Iron Bowl is going to be a juicy one again. Stakes will be high.
There are a lot of years we could go back with Georgia and Auburn, and I've got a very close friend of mine who works at Auburn named Jeremy Roberts. It's like if we could go back and say, I'll tell you what, I'll trade our win in 06 for the one you had in 05. There's a lot of moments in history like that where we've just spoiled each other's seasons. And, you know, if Auburn were to win on Saturday, it's like, I'll pull a little wimpy here. I would gladly trade you last year's win for this year's win to go 10-0, because last year, you know, like you said, had they won that game, they'd have gone into the Iron Bowl, you know, at 9-2 with a chance to, you know, play in the SEC title game. They wound up in the Sugar Bowl. It's just a bizarre rivalry. And this is the craziest part. You know, Georgia's the best program that hadn't won a national title in a long time. And the fact that, again, for me, you think about growing up in the 80s, from 83 to 90, we were 1-7 against Auburn. And it cost us directly. Like, if we win the Auburn game, we win the SEC in 83, 87, 88. Just in that decade, in that six-year period alone. So now we have turned the tables. We've won 9 out of 11. But the two they've won, they play for the national championship. It's the most bizarre rivalry in college football by far. There's none even close.
No. I mean, even for that just a couple years ago, for, you know, the teams had met over 100 times, and
the point differential was
like one, yeah. And we've created a little bit of space because it's weird. Like, we got a few blowout wins in those nine, where the two they've had have been kind of close. They hit the prayer at Jordan-Hare. In a game they were winning substantially, right, but we somehow made a comeback on them and ended up where we should have won that game. The game we never should have been winning, we actually ended up – we never should have lost. That was a strange Saturday. And then I mean, heck, even when they had Scam Newton.
We were up 21-7.
Yeah, I mean, we lost to them by, what, 14?
It was 49-31. They pulled away.
That's right, 18, yeah. But that was where, I mean, even though Newton, for the season he had, I still feel like that day Georgia had the best player on the field, and his name was A.J. Green. More on him coming up today's 5 at 5.
On the night where the Ric Flair 30 for 30 debuts, and Nature Boy would have been proud of that headlock takedown that A.J. had.
Big time, yeah. By the way, I've seen that already. It's good, the Ric Flair 30 for 30.
Well, I found something today.
And Tony Schiavone is in it a couple times.
Today's Tony Schiavone's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Tony. We might have to get a drop or two in for him later. I should have mentioned that before. And, Brahm, I found a great story. I was killing some time and picked up the SI College Hoops preview. And there's a tremendous story going back to the CCNY and Kentucky betting scandals with a nefarious character who turned out to be quite charming, named Ed Curd, who was connected to Frank Costello, who allegedly is one of the characters that Don Vito Corleone is based on, and Billy Reed, who's a longtime sports writer for Sports Illustrated from Lexington, wrote it. It is an incredible read. I'm just glad I stumbled on it.
Who did SI pick to finish first in college hoops this year? Kentucky, Duke?
Michigan State. I think they went Michigan State, Duke, Arizona, or Kansas, and Wichita.
Oh, but Wichita State.
Yeah, they usually try and put a one kind of – and they've been to a recent Final Four. But then, I mean, the rest of – the only big boy that was omitted was North Carolina. They had Louisville number 9, which I was like, are they even going to play this year?
That's going to happen now.
Follow that as close.
I don't know if you had heard, though, Jeff, they predicted that Houston would win the 2017 World Series.
They did.
I don't know if you heard that last week.
All right, real quick.
It's hard to come about that information.
Real quick, you want to make fun of my top 10?
Well, hang on. That's part of the 5 at 5, okay. Which is brought to you, as always, by Duplicating Systems, more than a system, a solution. Tonight is the second ranking of the college football playoff rankings tonight. And so, yeah, I mean, what are we watching for tonight beyond the top four other teams? And what is, yes, your top four?
Well, I think if you're a Georgia/Alabama fan, you're looking to see what kind of move – Wisconsin, Washington, and Miami make. Because the whole deal is, and obviously there's more pressure over here, the fans of both schools, you want that comfort. If you could pull off the dream 12-0, a dream 12-0 season, is there that safety net to get in? Which would mean three, and if Notre Dame got in, you'd be talking about, if Georgia, Bama, and Notre Dame all made it, you'd be talking about only two of the Power Five conferences getting a team in and three being left out. That's
hard to –
It's hard to – now, hard now to it might fathom. Be the right thing to do. Again, we're not
– Well, if the idea is to just find the best four teams, then absolutely it would be the right thing to do. But this is still – you know, there's just too much money in play there for those conferences to not all take their share of – that playoff pie. So,
although I will say, Chris, that I have noticed that the ESPN, they had four or five of their prognosticators all had Georgia and Bama in, which is, hey, listen, well, I mean, they create a lot of the narrative
right now. I mean, both of those teams are in the top four, but like for Wisconsin and Miami, since they're both undefeated, I really don't believe it matters where they're at right now. If both of those teams run the table and one wins the ACC and the other wins the Big Ten and they're undefeated, they're going to be. And Washington would be the one that potentially might have to squirm since they do have the loss. But I even believe that they would get in if they're a one-loss Pac-12 champion. They did last year. They got in as a one-loss Pac-12 champion, and they lost at home last year
to USC. Yeah.
This year they lost on the road to Arizona State. I mean, USC was better last year than Arizona State is this year, but I don't know. One was at home, one was on the road, so I don't know which is considered the worst loss, but Washington essentially is kind of in the same boat they were a year ago.
Well, we got the magic formula, Chris. We got the inside information. Just keep winning, dogs, and all the rest of that stuff will take care of itself. Just keep winning.
I think so. That'll help for Georgia. But then there's those other teams that are like, well, but what if we keep winning and we don't get in?
Well, we're above
right now
you.
Right now we're undefeated, and they've got us like sitting here at number 9 and 10 because they're picking on our schedule, even though Alabama, their best win is against FSU, Fresno State University.
All right, Brahm, I've won Auburn 10, Washington 9, TCU 8, Oklahoma 7, Clemson 6, Notre Dame 5, Wisconsin 4, Miami 3, Georgia 2, Bama 1. That was my top 10.
Okay. You got Bama way too high there.
Chris, I'd be afraid if you're on the committee, you might start getting not Jim McElwain fake, but like real death threats from some of those Bama folks if you had them like number 6.
Well, I probably would, but I mean what they've done in the last 10 years really doesn't mean anything for this year, does it?
It's not supposed to.
So what have they done this year?
It's not supposed to. They put together a pretty impressive dismantling of Vandy and Ole Miss.
They did do that. We did. We put a pretty impressive dismantling of a couple of teams, too.
We did. And I'm not on the committee. I go by the old eyeball test here. And to me, they're the kings of the mountain right now. So I've still got them up there number one.
But but again, that eyeball test goes back to the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Yeah.
It does.
So I don't know what relevance that holds for this year.
It's not supposed to hold any, but
So then why is Alabama number one in your poll?
They've been the king of the mountain for too long until somebody else
again,
knocks them off.
Not relevant for here and now.
Stop picking on me, man.
All right, Jeff, moving on in today's 5 at 5. Chances for Georgia to make the playoff if with a win on Saturday and with a loss. What would you say the percentage is? Georgia beats Auburn Saturday. What's the chances Georgia's making the playoff?
Do we beat Kentucky and Tech too?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay. God knows if we're 11-0 that Tech week, I'm not going to. Oh boy.
I mean, there would be a strong case that will be made. In fact, you're going to be lucky that that's Thanksgiving week and we'll only have like two or three shows, because I'm going to be talking all week about Georgia resting starters against Tech if we're undefeated, because that game is just meaningless then.
Oh, man.
You just got to it all comes down to beating Bama.
Bryce Ramsey getting the call against Tech.
That's right. No, Team Eason.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, you're right, though, Ramsey, because we couldn't afford to get Eason hurt, because if something happened to Fromm in the SEC title game, then we need Eason to turn into Cardale Jones.
If George and Bam are both 12-0, I don't believe that's going to happen. I just think there's too much football in between there, and Auburn's got a really good team. I think Auburn is not going to lose to both George and Bama in Jordan-Hare. But if that were to happen, it's my opinion both would deserve to get in. I mean, especially if they're still – and if both continue to win, you would think they would both still be 1-2 in one particular order, meaning that if 1-2, if the only loss is to one another, you shouldn't drop out of the top four.
Sure. I mean, starting this Saturday, I will stop picking on Alabama's schedule, because they'll play Mississippi State and Starkville. They'll play Auburn in 2 weeks on the road, and then they'll play us on a neutral field. Although that neutral field is a field that Alabama has played on quite well. They actually, technically, I guess they played on that field once, but you get the point. In Atlanta, they've been pretty good.
Same zip code.
Yeah, same general vicinity.
Greatest domination in our state since Patino and Tubby's Catlanta Wildcats.
Yeah.
That's here to win again.
Yeah, and they're coming back. And, I mean, they plan on making three trips there. Because they open there against the Seminoles, and then they're going to play us. And then their intention will then be to play in the national championship game there too. But maybe.
I like the play if we're both 12-0. Kirby says, "Hey, my guys here in Athens have got a great idea about this undercard for the two most disappointed fan bases. So let's say we sit this one out and the SEC can still make their money. We're going to have Tennessee and Texas A&M play each other."
I mean, Georgia and Alabama have nothing to gain by playing that game if they're both undefeated, and one of them potentially does have something to lose. Because while you would believe that the loser of that game would still have a very good chance of making the playoff, I wouldn't want to attempt fate with the idea of like, I don't know, they didn't win their conference. Which, you know, even though Ohio State didn't win its conference last year, I wouldn't push it. So, yeah, I mean, Alabama and Georgia should just tell Greg Sankey to
– Tennessee and A&M.
Stick it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not playing in it. We got nothing to gain. Right now, we're both in that playoff.
You know,
so forget your SEC title.
We had gone through that in 2011 when we made that great run to the NCAA tournament in baseball. And our RPI was – we were 16 – played the toughest schedule in the country, and that team had overcome so much. And there was a chance going into that last weekend, and this is before they had that one-game play-in, and we wound up going to the SEC tournament at 28-28. You have to have a winning record to go to the NCAA tournament in baseball. So we're like, if we're 29-27, like, do we have to go? Because with a winning record, we were a lock to get in. I mean, we were seriously discussing that, like, do we have to go?
Yeah.
Well, gosh, we've never been asked that question before.
Yeah. Like, we don't really want to play in your stupid tournament.
It wound up we were 28-28, so we needed to go, and we had a great run there, and, you know, went to the Corvallis Regional, got cheated out there. But
Georgia doesn't have to – just don't go play in that game and hang an SEC championship banner anyway. They're undefeated. Claim that. And Alabama can hang an SEC championship banner too, and they can share it, and then we'll – settle it in a playoff somewhere.
I'm telling you, Dooley and Bryant shared the SEC championships of 66 and 81, so why not?
Yeah.
But a lot of heavy lifting to do first. Most importantly, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and then the week before that against Kentucky, and a huge game in the Deep South's oldest rivalry, which, if my math's correct, I believe this will be meeting number 121.
That's a lot of games.
It's a lot of games.
Jeff, moving on in today's 5 at 5, the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, certainly after what what we saw in Bedlam this weekend. There's a lot of, boy, the Big 12, they just, defense is optional. They play no defense there. Let me ask you, though, Jeff, does the Big 12 not play defense, or perhaps do the other teams in the other conferences just not play offense?
Is the truth somewhere in between?
Well, because I'm looking at some non-conference games those teams played. TCU held Arkansas to 7 points on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Texas in overtime gave up 27 at USC.
Good game.
K-State gave up 14 at Vandy. But a big one, Oklahoma gave up 16 at Ohio State.
There you go.
So those teams, when they play other teams in other conferences, don't give up a lot of points. So it does get me thinking, to kind of defend the honor of the Big 12, maybe other conferences are just lousy at offense.
Well, I'll say this. It's... Now, back in the day when you had Oklahoma running the wishbone and Nebraska running that option eye, there were definitely styles there. But it is kind of like basketball, isn't it? If you go back to the 80s, like, boy, the Big East was the big physical style of play. The ACC was the ball movement. The Pac-10, they were up and down the floor. It was like the different conferences had their different identities. That's usually not the case in football, yeah, except, you know, when you had those whack teams throwing it all the time. But the Big 12, they have definitely got their identity. And, like, to me, I mean, that game was 38-38 at the half. I mean, to me, I think that's a joke. But those teams are quite talented.
No, I mean, it does appear to be a joke. But then at the same time, like, well, that was Baker Mayfield and Mason Rudolph, and those defenses are struggling because – I mean, Oklahoma, they played at Ohio State and gave up 16 points, so it's just hard to say, like, well, they're always terrible at defense, because
that's a good point.
I mean, they've
Chris.
Played some, they played some road games, non-conference, and it's not like they're just giving up like 50 points when they even go on the road.
Let me just say, your argument there, Perry Mason would be proud of you. I think it's a great point.
I mean, Ohio State just gave up 55 to Iowa. Maybe they don't play defense.
Have you seen some of those memes out there?
No. Like, I've seen the ones with Urban Meyer eating pizza.
Yeah, no, there's one of him. It was like highlights from Ohio State, Iowa, and it was a scene from The Office, but they've got Urban Meyer's face is just getting paddled.
Mm-hmm. That was a bad loss. That's one of the worst losses Meyer maybe has had in his coaching career.
It's got to be the most embarrassing. And certainly for an Ohio State team, it's got to be. I mean, I get it. If you go to Iowa and lose, that's a hard place to play, but did anybody see them losing 55-24? Are you kidding me?
You know, and granted, they were in the playoff last year, although their inclusion in the playoff was certainly controversial, and then they didn't score a point in that game against Clemson. So, you know, that Ohio State, they're suddenly leaking a little bit of oil there.
I would think, too, with Meyer, he's a phenomenal coach, one of the best ever. I think you would say he is solidly the number two coach of the 21st century, and the gap between one and two is much closer than the gap between two and three. Now, Spurrier did most of his great work in the 90s.
Yeah.
But I could see that as a situation where after a few years, and I say this, he'll probably, you know, wind up running the table next year. And the way he recruits are always going to be good. I could see it could get testy with him in a place for a few years.
Well, yeah, he's not the – you know, the warmest all the time.
He is
not. He doesn't
not.
Handle – he's not a good loser either.
No.
He doesn't handle that well.
No, nobody likes to lose.
No.
Nobody does. But at some point, you know, and I've seen that before in the SEC in basketball and baseball especially. And the other thing, too, in football, you're going to – it's going to be all week, and you got to wait a week to play. But in this league or in a major conference – you have to be able to handle it.
Yeah, but, you know, suddenly it's they got shut out last year by Clemson. They mm-hmm. lost at home this year pretty, you know, but 38-16 was the final of that the game against Oklahoma. They get
them.
Just blasted by Iowa that, you know, I know, granted, a year ago they were in the playoff, but that was only because, you know, they didn't even win their conference, so they were just, okay, we're going to pick you in the playoff because you're Ohio State. And then they got there and just laid a total egg.
And they weren't even in the game.
No.
The conference title game.
No. It almost borderline wasn't even fair that they got in there, because other teams that had to play conference title games, like Bama, and that Sean Dion Hamilton got hurt in the SEC championship game. Meanwhile, Ohio State just gets to sit around and not play and not worry about getting anyone hurt.
No, you're exactly right. Of course, Bama got to do that back in 2012. When there was a two-team playoff, and they got into it. But I think a lot of it too, when you do the elite recruiting every year and you want to do it, it's a good problem to have. But like when they ran into that quarterback situation, when they had the three guys, and I'm sure Ohio State, I think they signed a five-star who's a true freshman this year. If you get to a point, and they stuck with JT Barrett, if a guy's struggling, do you yank him? Does that lose some of your seniors and juniors if you put in the young guy?
Well, there were calls for that earlier in the year.
You know, so that's a type of thing that it can create some angst. And listen, what he's done there is amazing. The guy's coaching career is incredible. But when a team with that kind of talent loses to Iowa 55-24, you kind of say there might be a little something else under the surface.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think part of it is Barrett. You know, Barrett just isn't that good. And he threw four interceptions, and that's why they got blown out. I mean, because it wasn't like they had 200 yards of offense and Iowa had 500. Mm-hmm. Everything in that game was pretty even, except they threw four interceptions and Iowa capitalized on it. Because that game just got out of hand, like right around – It was 17-all, and then Iowa scored to go up 24-17. Then the third quarter, it just kind of got out of hand, and they pulled away and embarrassed them. But if Ohio State wins this week at home against Michigan State, they're in the driver's seat to win that division because they've already beaten Penn State.
There are two teams that have significant non-conference losses this year that are in great spots to go to their conference title games. Pretty good traditions, Ohio State and Southern Cal.
Yes. I guess, I mean, Southern Cal's pretty much
they're a lot
punched
now,
the ticket
aren't they?
There. Yeah, I would think. Finally, Jeff, wrapping up the 5-5 with A.J. Green.
Woohoo!
Got into a good fight.
Fisticuffs.
Sunday against Jalen Ramsey, the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's interesting that the NFL yesterday suspended Mike Evans for a game. Mike Evans got into a fight, too, with Marshawn Lattimore in the Saints-Bucks game. But the league has not done anything to A.J. Green, Jeff. Does A.J. Green deserve to be suspended beyond just getting kicked out of that game? Because, I mean, he had a couple of good solid chokeholds on Ramsey. He did do the dumb thing where he was punching a guy wearing a helmet.
Don't do that. Your life is your hands.
Sure,
don't
yeah.
do that.
But, boy, the chokehold takedowns were, like you said, Ric Flair would be proud.
Well, no, he does not, because he is a great guy, and I'm sure that's where your character earns you the benefit of the doubt. He wouldn't have gone after the guy if he hadn't have been pushed and goaded. He got tossed out of the game, and plus the quality of the takedown merits A.J. not being suspended. I say free A.J. Green. He's a great guy and a great Georgia Bulldog. Your Honor, I rest my case.
Yeah, something tells me that Jalen Ramsey, who attended Florida State, and like 95% of – like Brad Johnson and Warrick Dunn.
Great guys.
That's about the two that I can count that attended Florida State that just aren't complete and total like ne'er-do-wells.
Because Coach Rick went to Miami.
That's right. Anyone else?
Florida
Am I missing
State.
Anyone besides Brad Johnson
for football?
And Warrick Dunn?
Yeah, those are the they're all-time great guys. I like Dion, too.
I don't have a problem with Dion either. I'll put him on there
but
also.
Brad's a great guy. Warrick Dunn's
Warrick Dunn
a great
is a
guy.
Tremendous guy. Dion's all right. I'll throw him on there as
the
a
rest
third.
Of them?
Yeah.
Thumbs down.
Yeah. They're all trash. So, I mean, there's no doubt that Jalen Ramsey, was more to that than just that little shove that A.J. lost
no
his
doubt.
Mind. There had to be more going on during that game to have A.J. just suddenly erupt like that.
I do have to throw out there, I do have a good friend of mine named Don Carpenter, who's a great golfer, lives here in Athens. He played golf on the golf team at FSU. So, Don, you're in the clear too, buddy.
All right, I don't know him, but I'll take your
take
word. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt knowing you.
Oh, man, that was something from old A.J. there.
Yeah.
All right, now, I'll tell you what.
I guarantee that Jalen Ramsey's a creep.
He's just a bad guy.
Yeah.
Now, here's something. We talk about it. We've done it for the Super Bowl, the undercard game. We've done it for the SEC title game. Speaking of Florida State, we might have to pick us a national title undercard game, who the leading contenders are at this point.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.